right? Well, in the spirit of sharing information, I have a guest. I sort of whispered to you at the top of the hour that we would be hosting one Joyce Gachoge Wawero. And she, ladies and gentlemen, is in the building. Welcome.
Thank you.
So we like to ask our questions. Yes. Sorry, this is Rwaka now. We're in Rwaka. Where ni nani? Joyce, ni nani?
And you start like a politician. Yes. Marefu na madogo.
Yeah, you start to... Is this being on?
Is this yes. working? I guess in a nutshell, Joyce is a daughter, a mother, a wife, a sister. I am the first of four children, married to one husband. You know, nowadays they say
you must be specific.
Yeah. And I hope he's married to one wife. but a mother to one beautiful daughter.
Yes.
An aunt to several, of course.
Yes.
Nieces and nephews. Above all, of course, very committed to community,
yes.
Development. In Africa, all causes Africa.
Hmm.
Yes.
That's a nice answer. Hmm. So Joyce, in this your all causes Africa spirit, what is it that you're currently doing? I know you're here from PACPRO, but I think walk us through. I know that PACPRO is a producer responsibility organization, and you know, those who are listening who know that the Oscars were yesterday are like, does she mean film production? What does that mean? So maybe just demystify what PACPRO is and what role you guys play.
So I currently play the role of CEO of the Packaging Producer Responsibility Organization. And as you rightly said, so we are a PRO, which really means we are a business member organization.
Mm-hmm.
We represent the interests of our members, who largely are brand owners, manufacturers, people who put your products in the market. Every product from the sweater, the water, the juice, everything that you consume, those are our members.
Okay.
And ideally, what has happened over the last recent decades globally, there's been a shift to ensure that these companies take responsibility for the waste that is generated after you and I have consumed their products.
Yes.
And so that's why we are a producer being the manufacturers and brand owners, responsibility organization.
Mm.
Yes.
So as we enjoy the thing, I'm thinking of kids quickly opening up a sweet wrapper, throwing the wrapper because they want to get through to the good gold stuff that's, you know, the lollipop, for example, and then finish it and then still throw away the little stick. So you're saying everything from
the wrapper,
you take care of the wrapper and the stick.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay. And so Joyce started out in life, saw her siblings, and then decided, this is what I want to do. What was Joyce's path?
Can you imagine?
What's your background?
And this is a good question. It always takes me back to when I asked my mom, Mommy, what's my gift?
Yeah.
And I think when she answered my mind, I don't think I really internalized that.
Mm.
But really, I love to solve problems.
Yes.
Societal problems, and more in my training, I'm an environmental scientist at my undergrad level, but of course pursuing public policy at Strathmore Business School. I have executive education in different things, from circular economy to extended producer responsibility to leadership and management. But broadly, I work in the space of sustainability.
Okay.
So I've worked in this area in the energy sector, at a consultancy level, helping companies not get caught by NEMA. This is what they know me for.
Yes.
But broadly, in my previous life, before I came to PACPRO, I was working with the government.
Okay.
In the energy sector, supporting them to develop carbon credits.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the new buzzword in town.
We've had that word so many times, and people are just it doesn't affect us.
I know.
Is there a carbon credit component in all businesses?
Yes, you can. Ideally, so it's not all businesses, but as long as you'll be able to offset any emission, you can get a credit.
From your production,
from your operations,
yes,
you can get a credit.
And so the credit, who gives me the credit?
So we sell them. It's like it's a commodity. So you have to look at it the way you sell gold, the way you sell your stocks.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly that, a commodity. So when I was working in the government, they used to say, my family had a running joke, you sell air.
You sell air, clean air.
Yeah, you sell clean air. So that's the running joke. But even now in the sector I work in the packaging space, there's a lot of discussion around plastic credit. So you can get it anywhere. Mm. It really depends on what you're able to show as value.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll continue having conversation with Joyce Gashoge Wawero, who is in studio with us. And I also know that there is, you actually have a statute now, because you've mentioned another buzzword we are hearing a lot is sustainability. Mm. I think in the last quarter of last year, all the way till now, most of these corporates have been launching their sustainability reports and what are they doing and how much have they been able to reduce or improve or increase. And I know a lot of that is pegged to the Sustainable Development Goals as well. So we'll delve into that conversation with our guest. If you have any questions, even just a shout out that you're tuned in and you're listening. If you're a member of this PRO, let us know that you're listening.
Yes.
And give Joyce a shout out while she's here. Mm-hmm. But we look forward to your questions, and we will make sure we can answer them because it's important. And maybe you want to join as well. Yes. And Joyce is here to give us all of that information right after the business news and, of course, some more music. Don't go away. Capital FM. If you're just tuning in, welcome back. We are talking with Joyce Gashoge Wawero, who is the CEO of PACPRO. And of course, we were just trying to understand a little bit more about this organization, which is involved with producer responsibility. And she's used some really nice buzzwords, circular economy, sustainability, carbon credits, all these things. You know, Joyce, a few days ago, we were talking with some friends about we've gotten to the point where climate change, for example, used to be this thing. It was so far away. It was for those small islands that were sinking. We're like, whoa, poleni. Because we were so far removed from this thing.
Yes.
And then I think it was like 2 weeks ago where we had like complete heat.
Extreme
heat. Mm. And then another storm from God knows where. Yes. Where trees fell and blocked roads. And people took 4-5+ hours to get home.
Yes.
And then I think it sort of dawned on us. We're like, okay. Imefika.
Yes.
We are now the small island.
Yes.
So tell me in your own words, why is this important? Why should the person listening right now say, I'm not a manufacturer. Mm. I don't produce any. Why should I care?
I mean, like you rightly said, everyone who went home that night when there was a storm, when the trees were falling, was either in traffic, had no access to electricity, probably a day. For some people, it lasted even longer.
Yeah.
For some, it actually affected, you know, their homes. And it'll continue to escalate.
Mm.
So the reality is this, as you said, it's no longer a small island nation problem. Like if you go, you know, to your village, they know that the weather is changing. For them, that is as basic and as granular as they can get.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is what you and I are doing every single day, every decision we make, it affects the environment.
Mm.
And the ripple effect of that is it comes back to bite us. I can't say where, but it does. And the reality...
Derriere.
Yes.
It's called a derriere.
So it is. We can no longer bury our heads in the sand. I think for so long, we used to say, you know, this is a Western nation's issue.
Correct.
We're in Africa. This is not our problem.
Mm.
But I think, so one of the things I really like is the fact that our current president is really, you know, grabbing the bull by its horns and saying, look, we are part of this thing. Are we responsible for a lot of the negative impacts?
Mm.
Not really. Mm. We're not as industrialized as the others
are. Some of the Western countries,
but
yeah.
The impacts, they don't bagua, as they say.
Mm.
It's going to affect you in Kenya as it will affect an American in the U.S.
Mm,
so
mm.
The reality is we still have to get ourselves responsible one way or the other for the actions that we take.
Let's speak a little bit about the statute, because one does exist.
Mm.
So was PACPRO there before the Sustainable Waste Management Act, or are you a child of this statute?
So the reality is, you remember when the plastic bags were banned in 2017?
Yes.
The government at the time also thought the plastic bottle for water
Yes.
We call it PET. That's yes. the name of the material used. They were a nuisance. And to be fair, they were everywhere.
Mm.
Whenever you had a slight downpour of rainfall, you'd find them
clogging. They float.
Up. Yes. Mm. So you'd see them. It was almost like a carpet.
Mm-hmm.
And so government was like, you know what? The plastic bag ban has worked. Mm. So why not
maybe we
try
get this maybe bottle out.
Let's try and get yeah. rid of this thing.
Yeah.
But at the time, and you have to be honest, a lot of our economy globally, not just here, relies on this particular material. So our medicine, our water, we don't have access to clean water.
Mm-hmm.
I won't even talk about the sodas and juices because people say those are optional.
Mm.
But if we just talk about the basics, most of them are using this packaging material. And so a few companies came together.
Mm.
And this company said, look, we can be able to demonstrate a model that has worked in South Africa that we can be able to replicate here. So at the time, we started an organization known as PETCO.
Mm-hmm.
So PET was actually for the material and
company.
So PET company.
Yeah.
So we started that company 6 years ago. And to date, we've done over 1.2 billion bottles that we've collected.
Yes.
But more importantly, we've been able to transfer over 180 million shillings into the hands. You know that waste picker who has a kagunia at the back?
Yes.
They have actually been beneficiaries of that money.
So when they collect?
Yes, they're paid.
Oh.
They're paid, and they're paid by taking this packaging material to our recyclers who we've contracted. So when they pay, when they take this material to our recyclers, then they're able to get this money compensated to them.
So that's what the company came together to demonstrate that it was possible, the
to
model
create value.
To create value
yes.
by also cleaning up and recycling
exactly.
and putting money yes. back in certain hands that probably would never have
Correct.
Seen.
And the ripple effect of that has been today. You likely will not find the bottles lying around for long periods of time because there's a value attached to it. They're being recovered much faster to be put into the recycling system.
So if we recycle in our homes,
yes.
is this part of the chain? Like
yes,
okay,
yes,
okay.
yes. And so what we've done, what we went ahead to do was to create points like segregated bins. We have them in different areas, largely within shopping malls.
Yes.
Because we are Kenyans, so when you put metal somewhere, sometimes it is actually vandalized. But we've put bins in designated locations, so you can be able to take your material to those bins, and it is collected and it is taken for recycling. So if you go to the malls where you have probably a Naivas supermarket or you have your Yaya centers, etc., you'll find these bins. You can be able to actually drop off your material, and not just PET. You can do your carton boxes, paper, all types of packaging. They are guaranteed to end up at a recycling plant.
Okay. So basically the act, I was doing some reading as I like to try and do. So there is a section of this act that mandates all producers to participate in what is referred to as extended producer responsibility scheme, right? So is that I understand that is something that you oversee?
Yes.
And maybe just it's what you're explaining.
Exactly.
But how does one, so I start my manufacturing
Correct.
Company today.
Mm.
One of the things, I make sure we have office space, we've got now permits. Is this one of them?
Yes, this is one of the permits. So today, you're not actually allowed to put product into market if you do not have a certificate from an entity like ours.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Ideally, you would be in non-compliance with the environmental regulator, NEMA, because for them, as you rightly said, in Section 13, it gives them the mandate to ensure that your product must comply with EPR, which is Extended Producer Responsibility. So what that does is when you sign up as our member, what you're transferring to us is the responsibility to go out and ensure that your post-consumer, your empty bottle, your sweet wrapper,
yes.
your sausage packaging, etc., is collected for treatment. For some, it's directly into recycling. For others, it could be a waste to oil. It could be different applications, but that it doesn't end up at the dump site. This is the most important thing.
So you are intercepting before we get there. Because once it's in the dump site, we're doomed, basically.
And you're doomed, but unfortunately, and the reality of our waste management system is that you and I in our houses, when our waste is collected, mm-hmm. it does end up in the dump site.
Mm-hmm.
So we are recovering us huge. Over 85% of the waste that's in our recycling plants is coming from there.
The dump site.
And that's why we keep telling people, don't feel bad about segregating in your house. Because I segregate in my house. And I know one of the questions the people who work at my home, they ask is, but all these things will still end up at the dump site.
Mm.
And I say, but you know, it actually be cleaner.
Mm.
And when it's cleaner, the person who is selling it gets a premium price.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll be back with more conversation with Joyce. And if you have any questions, just a reminder, at the Jam 984 is where you can find us on X. Use the hashtag DriveOut. You can also just hit us up, if you, or her up, on LinkedIn as well. I think we're all there. And if you have any questions, do you know that if your organization is actually a member, and if you have actually participated, are you compliant? All those good things. And I think it's interesting. One of the things I've noticed is that you are also a Rotarian.
I am.
At Lovington Echo Club.
Yes.
Is that, did you insist on that name? I feel like you probably had something to do with that name.
Surprisingly, we're in the founding committee. Now I'm just a member, but one of the founding members. But it's the first eco club.
Yes.
Actually, the second, I think, in the world, but the first in Africa.
Mm.
Yeah.
What is an eco club?
So ideally, we deal with all matters environment.
Okay.
It's not only waste. It could be environment. It could be trees. It could be anything environment.
Okay.
Which is really everything you and I do.
So then all your projects are leaning or geared
on
towards
green.
Yes. All right, eco people. Capital FM. This is the Jam on 98.4 Capital FM, and I'm here to let you know that MasterCard and Glovo have joined hands to significantly impact our communities together. And what are they tackling? The issue of hunger head on by providing nourishing meals to school children in Kenya to improve their learning experience. Now, you too can also be a part of this noble cause by simply choosing to pay for your Glovo deliveries with your MasterCard. That's how simple it is. Tune into Capital in the Morning with Makbul every day, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., and you'll be able to catch all the details on how MasterCard and Glovo are changing children's lives one plate of food at a time. MasterCard, start something priceless. All right, we're going to go into the news headlines and the world of sports. It is 39 minutes past 4. And of course, I'm still waiting to hear where you're tuned in from. Roll call is about to happen, and you certainly don't want to miss that. When we come back, more conversation with Joyce Gachogi Wawero, CEO of PackPro, when we come back. Capital FM. We are in conversation right here on the Jam with Joyce Gachogi Wawero of PackPro. She is the CEO, and of course, we are trying to understand a little bit more about this really necessary, let's call it, thing that we all must do. We've spoken about sustainability from a recycling point of view. We've spoken about the effects and how this thing is so close to home now, that we as Kenyans, we as Africans need to start paying attention. So I guess the question is, in my own little way, in my own house, you've already shared that we can start to separate our plastics and our cartons and, you know, the waste that we create from our own use at home. What else? If parents are listening, teachers are listening, headmasters are listening. Mm. And the reason I ask this is because we used to hear of Singapore as a classic example, and now Rwanda, because, you know, their president has said, excuse me, if you don't behave. Mm. And I have noticed that I've become that person. Every time I drive behind someone who throws a bottle out, I hoot at them. Eh?
Yes.
With another, I don't even know where it's coming from, but I'm just like, what are you doing? Keep that thing in your car until you go to the car wash, or you get home, take it out, throw it in there.
Mm.
So what are the simple tips that you can give us who are not in manufacturing, but we are clearly consumers, that can help the process along?
So, I mean, it starts from your buying choices.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of consumers, unfortunately or otherwise, are buying products that are not necessarily good for the environment, or packaged in packaging that is not good for the environment. I'm a big proponent of buy large, separate. Mm-hmm. So for instance, and I can say this because they're my members, I don't buy drinking chocolate in the tub.
Okay.
I always buy the plastic sachets and yes. then I fill them into the pack. And people are always like, but doesn't the sachets, won't you still throw them and recycle? I do, but it'll use more energy than the bigger tub.
Yeah.
And
less
so
energy.
Less energy when it's being recycled.
Yes.
So for me, I constantly look at those small choices I make. Mm-hmm. When I buy my water, my juices, etc., is the packaging clear? Mm. Very important. And that's because, excuse me, the clearer the packaging, the easier it is to recycle.
Mm-hmm.
More importantly, because we're in Africa, we have to look at waste management beyond just you and I. There's somebody else who uses this as a livelihood. And so in supporting that livelihood, I would like that person to make a premium price, which means the clearer the package, the higher the material, its recyclability, then they do get more money.
Mm.
Another very easy thing for most people to miss are the labels on your packaging.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever you have, for instance, the bottle I'm holding in front of me, the label, I can easily remove it.
Mm-hmm.
That's good packaging.
Okay.
Where you have a label that's been stuck with glue, that's bad packaging.
Okay.
So it's harder to recycle the packaging where the label's been stuck.
Because then that glue. Adhesive might be
correct.
Difficult to
it's,
treat.
It's difficult. It contaminates the recycling system.
Yeah.
So you'll find most collectors know this, most recyclers know this. Mm. They kind of push it down the value chain. And so it's very important.
Mm.
I say buying decisions. What's the quality of the material that you're buying? And of course, now at your own home, you don't even need to complicate the segregation process. Mm. Just do inorganic and organic.
Mm.
I tell people, don't even get into the details of paper, plastics, metal, glass. No,
you guys know
no,
who will do
you
that.
You leave it to us.
Yeah.
What I say is just do it organic and inorganic. And you know, it doesn't have to be that you need to get even... So people say, but you know, my waste collection company is not giving me 2 bin liners.
Mm.
I say, but you have bags in your house that you're not using.
Mm.
Put them in that empty bag.
Mm.
Tie it up. Give it to that waste company. So you'll begin to notice even the waste company, when they come to service your home, they're actually asking you, where is the bag that you usually give us?
Mm.
Because they know it's premium material. So it makes a difference if you make conscious decisions about what you're buying. How you're using what you're buying and then how you're disposing it.
Of what
yes.
it is.
And then,
you
of
used.
Course, lastly, when you use your product, please look for a bin. If you don't, if you cannot find a bin in public, take it to where there's one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Those are great tips. Very easy. If you're in your car right now, those are things I'm sure you can memorize and write down when you get to your final destination. Mm. We're going to go back into the music. And when we come back, we will continue our conversation right before the top of the hour with Joyce. Capital FM. But my question to you is everybody who needs to be in this conversation currently in it? And is that a government responsibility? Is it them to pull the different players to the table? Is it us to take ourselves? What do you think the current status is?
So the reality is not everyone is really on the table.
Mm.
Largely because, so when we got the act, the one that you mentioned earlier, we didn't get the regulations. So,
the Sustainable Waste Management Act.
Yeah, so the Sustainable Waste Management Act was gazetted. It's been enacted.
Yes.
But then we do need some regulations.
To guide the how.
Yes, the how to.
Yes.
So these are the extended producer responsibility regulations. And with that, then we would be able to see what are the counties supposed to be doing?
Mm-hmm.
What are you and me as consumers supposed to be doing?
Mm.
What are organizations like ours supposed to be doing? And even the producers we represent. So right now, it's very easy because the act is not granular to say producers need to be able to do this, but the reality is no one entity can handle waste management. It's definitely a multi-stakeholder issue. You know, county governments are the ones responsible for waste management.
Yes.
So they have actually, the burden of responsibility is very large for them. But they are removed from this discussion right now. And it's because we don't have that completing piece of legislation
to anchor that responsibility on.
Yes,
that's a big one.
As
a lawyer myself, I don't I'm not much in drafting, but I know that the regulations are everything. I mean, in most statutes, that's where if there's anything penalties, punitive,
correct,
like what's the implication if any one of your members do not, for example, do what they're supposed to.
Absolutely.
Who decides?
And so that's the challenge, even for government,
yes,
that our regulator would have right now, is that they're not able to effectively implement that section you spoke about, that every company producer must undertake extended producer responsibility.
Okay.
Yeah.
So to those who are in government, who are listening, who needs to hear, can we target them now? We had our governor in earlier in the week.
He was, yeah.
Was that, Irene, that's when he was here? Last week, eh?
Yeah.
So, you know, we know people. Tell them who do we need to mention?
I know our cabinet secretary, she's been at the forefront of this discussion together with her principal secretary.
Yes.
I know they're really trying to finalize the regulations. And I know during the last concluded United Nations meeting that was held in Nairobi a week ago. They actually committed that this was going to be done this year. So
this year is early.
I know they said June. Like, we are waiting for June.
For June, and
ideally our desire is to see this going live then. What that does is the resources are able to be mobilized properly, but responsibility is able to be taken by the right people.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Joyce, thank you so much for being our guest today and just highlighting such an important conversation. I wish you and the team at Park Pro all the very best.
Thank you so much.
And hopefully in June, we'll have you back to say,
it
happened. Shangwe na vigelegele and all that good stuff.
I know. And really, you begin to see the shift. Once the regulations go live, as a lawyer, you know, you begin to see people begin to change the way they're doing things.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Capital FM.